once I had a secret love.
I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Peek.
Don't touch that dial. It's time for Nostalgia Radio Time with Greg Van Peek.
Hi, everyone. This is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Peek.
Go, Joe, go!
A mix of some of the finest music from legendary performers and personalities of the greatest generation, along with complete vintage broadcast from the golden age of radio. Mix it together, and that's Nostalgia Radio Time. Hey there, friends, welcome to another theme time on Nostalgia Radio Time. This week the theme is Sing Bing. On October 14th, 1977, Bing Crosby left us at the age of 74, and since that's coming up this coming week, I thought it'd be appropriate to play some of Bing's songs as recorded by other artists. We're going to begin with Benny Goodman in the orchestra and Helen Forrest doing the vocal from this 1941 number. From the Road to Zanzibar, here's It's Always You. It's songs from Bing Crosby's movies this week, as sung by other artists. That was Helen Forrest vocalizing with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1941, and It's Always You. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, be sure to check us out on our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter. And, as always, if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a set, have one repaired, or just like to look at pictures of them, Check out our good friends at the Wisconsin Antique Radio Club's website at warci.org or find them on Facebook as well. Moving along to 1949, here's Frank Sinatra in a song that Bing sang in the Paramount picture, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. It's If You Stub Your Toe on the Moon.
Oh, there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When it dreams at the top of the sky, well, you'll just have to jump pretty high. But don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon. Now young Harry Hadgetts loved making gadgets. Life needs some new things, was his claim. Hoped one or two things might bring fame. This is the last time you'll hear his name. Nobody mentions Harry's inventions, but do you think that got him down? Here comes the end when you've gadgets to mend. He's the best repairman in town. So there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. When you start out to climb through a cloud, well, it may get a laugh from the crowd. But don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon. Sally Springer, she was a singer, lived in a hall room up one flight, thought of a ballroom big and bright, where she would make her debut some night. And then for her trouble, pop went the bubble. Say that it's sad, but wait, don't weep. Now they admit every night she's a hit when she sings her children to sleep. No, there's nothing to be ashamed of if you stub your toe on the moon. Though it may be a blow to your pride, you're a hero because, well, you tried. So don't give up too soon if you stub your toe on the moon. If you stub your toe on the moon.
And I I want a chance. But you, all you want to do is dance.
That was the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with Bob Eberle vocalizing on All You Want to Do Is Dance from Bing's 1937 motion picture Double or Nothing. Up next we have Andy Russell from 1944, and a song from the motion picture Going My Way is called The Day After Forever.
All day tomorrow I'll be whispering your name, and the day after forever, I know I'll do the same. May time or winter, I won't let you out of sight, and the day after forever, we'll talk about tonight. Your laughter is a melody that I'll remember long. It plays upon my heartstrings. It's my favorite song. All through a lifetime I'll be loving you, and then on the day after forever I'll just begin again. Laughter is a melody that I'll remember long. It plays upon my heartstrings. It's my favorite song. All through a lifetime I'll be loving you, and then on the day after forever I'll just begin again.
You keep coming back like a song, a song that keeps saying, remember the sweet used to be that was once you and me. Keep coming back like an old melody, the perfume of roses in May. Returns to my room in December from out of a past where forgotten things belong. You keep coming back like a song.
From 1946, that was Dinah Shore with You Keep Coming Back Like a Song, which being introduced in the Paramount picture Blue Skies. Up next, from 1935, in Bing's picture Two for Tonight, here's Louis Prima with Wingy Minone and Takes Two to Make a Bargain.
Plans for a place that you need pots and pans for. Takes two to make a bargain. What's the answer, baby? What do girls wear veils for? What do men wear suits with tails for? Takes two to make a bargain. What's the verdict, baby? Sign on the dotted line. If as the party of the first heart, party of the second heart, you agree to be mine. Cupid as our pilot, I'd like to middle eyelid. Takes two to make a bargain. Come on, let's make vows about it. How's about it, baby? Thank you.
make it work for you, for all that you have done for me, the one for me is you. Is a word for you, but all the stars that glow above seem to know of my love for you, because of you the wind is wine. Tonight my heart sings with every beat. Are you a dream? Here in the moonlight, sweet is the word for you, and yet you seem divine tonight. You're mine tonight, my sweet.
Boley from 1937 in the Paramount picture Waikiki Wedding. Bing introduced that. It's called Sweet is the Word for You. And speaking of Bing, we've got our Bing Sings feature next. And Bing has a song that was associated with another singer. In fact, this singer earned a gold record with the song in 1958. Here's Bing with Perry Como's Catch a Falling Star.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start in multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want a holder, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch your falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch your falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here in the show where we give a listen to complete radio broadcasts from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to May 29th, 1945 and celebrating Bob Hope's birthday on The Bob Hope Show with a very special guest to sing happy birthday to Bob. I'll let you find out who it is in the show. Here he is, Bob Hope, on his birthday in 1945.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Again this week, Pepsodent is proud to entertain the men and women in our armed forces. Tonight, Pepsodent brings to United States Navy's midshipmen at Notre Dame University, South Bend, Indiana, the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Herbert Marshall.
Don't be stubborn. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from the United States Naval Reserve Midshipman School at the University of Notre Dame in Notre Dame, Indiana, Hope. Take me out, coach. I'm through. Telling you midshipmen to brush your teeth with Pepsodent, whether you're an admiral or a ship's baker, and when you get to Japan, you'll capture a lot of territory without getting a single acre. Well, here I am at Notre Dame, the school that went from educated toes to educated boots. That's what they told me. I can't help it. But the commanding officer, Captain Berry here, was nice and invited me to make myself at home on the campus. I liked it, but I still think it's better to sleep in a room. And these midshipmen really have got that college spirit around here. Every time these Navy barbers see a sailor coming, they get together and yell, "Raw, raw, raw, raw." We did a bond show last night in the Notre Dame Stadium. I wouldn't say it's big, but what a thrill it was to stand up there in the back row and look down at South Bend nestling on the 30-yard line. Elkhart was on the 10, but Notre Dame... Notre Dame is now housing the Navy's midshipmen. You've all heard of old sea dogs. Well, these are the puppies. You just heard them bark. And now, and boy, they're really young. I was in the washroom today using an electric shaver, and four guys were in back of me waiting to plug in their electric trains. You can hear they agree. Bendix Aviation has an airplane plant near here. And the other day, they had a little excitement over there. They thought one of their test pilots had bailed out, but it turned out to be a midshipman who'd been on the double so much, he took off. And they have a golf course right next to the school here, and these midshipmen even play golf on the double. Yeah. The other day, one of them was three holes ahead of his ball. Sounds a little like Crosby. And this school is 2 miles from South Bend, 90 miles from Chicago, and 800 miles from New York, and the line of the mess hall passes through all of them. I don't know how long that cafeteria line is, but three guys at the end of it starved to death when the government cut down on Lend-Lease. And what? Wait till the finish, fellas. And what a wonderful selection of steaks they have at that cafeteria. I ordered a... honest, that's a straight line, fellas. What a wonderful selection. I ordered a filet, and the waiter said, what kind, Shetland or Pinto? See? See, if you'd wait, we'd all have fun together. When the Navy first took over this place, they had a lot of trouble because of the girls' school being right across the street. In fact, it took 6 months before they could teach the fellas to do their drilling on the ground.
No matter how many toothpaste you've tried, no matter how good a job you think your present brand is doing, change now to Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see if you don't find new brightness in your teeth, new sparkle in your smile. You see, Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. And Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. Because it removes film, Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium brings new brightness to your teeth. No wonder more people than ever before use Pepsodent toothpaste today. No wonder it's number one with the armed forces. So forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium. And in just 1 week, see the difference. See if your teeth don't feel cleaner, look brighter. See how it uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste. Because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, now she's heard of Irium, so the telephone ring is the busy thing.
Hello?
Some number.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Some number.
Uh-oh.
So folks, just be like Miriam, use Irium.
Every time, every doggone time, I fall in love. I get a shoving around. Every doggone time, I call romance. I'm taking a chance on losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit's cave until I lose those blues my sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hide out in there. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. 'Cause every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit's cave until I lose those blues my sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hide out in there. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. 'Cause every time, every doggone time, I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time.
That is our Skinny Innes. Thank you, Skinny. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet a great guy and a great actor, the man who takes over for us here on the Pepsodent Show during the summer, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Yeah.
thank you, boys. Say, they are boys, aren't they?
Yes, sir. They're really young, Bart. They're all 18 or 19, with the exception of one or two fellas who are about my age.
Oh, are there some admirals in the audience?
How can you say that, Herbert? Just look at this bill. Don't you think I'd make a good midshipman?
No, I'm afraid not, Bob.
Why not?
Too much mid for one ship, man.
Listen, Marshal, you better watch your step. You know, just because I'm getting a little old, don't think I'm not plenty flabby. Say, I ought to read this stuff before the show. But tell me one thing, Bart. How did you happen to choose this show for the summer?
Well, truthfully, Bob, I didn't really choose it. I just waited too long, and this was all that was left.
I don't think you realize which side your toothbrush is pasted on. And it may be a little strange for you to follow me, Bart, on this show. After all, you and I are entirely different types.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll skip that last track.
Why?
I can't think of an ad lib. By the way, Bart, what's the name of your program?
The name of the series is The Man Called X.
The Man Called X. I wonder why they chose that to replace me.
Well, Bob, it's a mystery, and they wanted to keep the same type of program.
Well, look who's here. Francis Langford. Well, there you are. Gee, Francie, these midshipmen like you. You really brought down the house.
Did I?
Yeah, but their eyeballs are still holding up the walls. Oh, Francis, I'd like you to meet Herbert Marshall. He's taking over for me, you know.
Oh, hello. So you're taking over for Bob.
Yes, and by the way, what are you doing tonight? I mean, would you join me for cocktails, the theater, dinner?
This boy's really taking over. Bart, you haven't got a chance with these midshipmen around.
You mean the midshipmen have cornered the market?
Well, I don't know about the market, but they've certainly cornered every place else in town, including Sweeney's, the Club Lido, and the Melody Bar. Wait a minute. Are you stockholders? What are you doing?
Sweeney's, the Club Lido, the Melody Bar, are those watering places?
If they are, W.C. Fields must own the reservoir.
Well, anyway, Bob, these midshipmen do better than you do.
That's because they acquire polish here at the midshipman school. When these midshipmen enter Notre Dame, they're a little on the eager beaverish side, Bob, and after 4 months, they come out a smooth ensign.
Really? Well, yeah. That's what they told us, anyway. Well, look, Francis, let's explain it to the folks some more fully, and to confuse the audience, Herbert, you be the eager beaver just entering... Wait, we got something worked out. Wait a minute. Just entering Notre Dame, and then in the next sketch, I'll play the same guy 4 months later. Some eager beaver music again, please.
Boy, it sure is solid being in midshipman school. I think I'll latch onto this park full of girls. Yes, sir, man. I'm on the beam to snag a dream. Man, I never seen so many girls in a park before. It looks like Mother Nature's USO. There's something on that bench over there. Bet you I can click with that chick. Well, what's knitting, kitten? You go out with sailors?
Well, I didn't get this Purple Heart driving a tank for General Patton.
All right, doll. Hit me with those lips. Parker, and step into my office.
Well, don't you even want to know my name?
I only take names when I got a six-hour pass.
You think a lot of yourself, don't you?
Oh, why shouldn't I? You know how all the sailors have a girl in every port?
Yes.
Well, mine swim out and tow the boat in. Come on, Dream, start living. Don't be a square. If you go out with me, I'll give you a present, a bottle of Surrender. $25 an ounce.
Wait a minute. Surrender is only $10 an ounce.
I know, but this is unconditional surrender.
Say, you're quite a character, aren't you?
Sure. How about you and me stepping and doing some jitterbugging?
Oh, can you jitterbug in that sailor suit?
Do I jitterbug? Watch, I'll show you. Look, now, watch this breakaway. Watch this breakaway. Oops, broke away in the wrong place.
And now, after 4 months, the same guy becomes an ensign. Oh, gosh, I can hardly believe it. This is my first day as a full-fledged ensign.
Hello, handsome.
Egad, already I must start paying the price. Oh, well, I wonder if I should take another walk past the girls' school and mow them down again. No, why let them look at me free?
Don't you remember me, Robert? I'm Francie Langford.
Oh, quite to be sure. You notice, of course, that I'm an ensign and just think someday I'll be an admiral.
Someday you'll be an admiral?
Yes, of course, it may take 8 or 9 months. I bet you're surprised to find me on top of the heap.
Oh, I knew you were an ensign.
You knew I was an ensign? How could you tell?
You dress so neatly. You have a lovely crease in your water wing. Oh, you look so wonderful, Robert. Do you mind if I hold your arm?
All right, but don't cover up my stripe. But Francine, it's wonderful being an ensign. Regular sailors have to show me so much respect and always salute. Watch, here comes one now. Hey, you, sailor, how about saluting me?
Yeah, shut up.
What's that?
Yeah, shut up. Sir.
Well, that's better.
Gee, Robert, couldn't we sit down someplace?
We sure could, Francis. I'll make that sailor give us that bench. All right, Salt, back to your shaker. Get moving.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'd like to see him make me.
You would, huh? Okay, I will. See, I told you we'd get the bench. Now take it off my head. Thank you, Herbert Marshall. We'll see you a little later. Here comes Francis Langford.
Except for a dream or two, but then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep, so I should care. I should let it upset me. But it just doesn't get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But I should care, and I do. Me, I should care, to get me. Maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you. But I should care.
Despite years of faithful brushing, despite any other toothpaste you've tried, see if your teeth aren't noticeably brighter in just 1 week after you change to Pepsodent toothpaste. You see, Pepsodent toothpaste contains Irium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient. Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium removes the film that makes your teeth look dull. It loosens film and floats it away quickly, easily, safely. Brings new brilliance to your teeth. So forget other brands you've tried. Change to Pepsodent toothpaste. And in just 1 week, see the difference in the brightness of your teeth, the sparkle of your smile. Ask for refreshing Pepsodent toothpaste. Because Pepsodent, and only Pepsodent, contains Irium.
Dear Miriam, now she's heard of Irium, so the telephone ring is the busy thing.
Hello.
Some number.
Oh.
Well, let's go.
Hello.
Some number.
Uh-oh.
So folks, just be like Miriam, use Irium.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Here's something unscheduled. Coming out on the stage is none other than the old groaner himself, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Mars. Boy.
It's not on my program. I don't...
Come back here.
Get this imposter off of here.
Come back here, old folks.
Oh, no.
I have a special message for you.
Now, watch this.
This is from your sponsor.
Really?
This may be it.
All right.
You find a nice,
easy
slot.
You mean I'm resting next season?
Yes. Will you move over for me? I may need it. Here's what it says. Bob Hope, Notre Dame Navy, South Bend, Indiana. Because you, as always, are so busy thinking about others, doing bond rallies, benefit golf matches, entertaining servicemen at camps and hospitals, you may not even realize that today is your birthday. But we do. This is just to wish you many more happy years. Charles Luckman, Pepsodent.
Happy birthday.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Show over, what is it?
Happy birthday.
Ladies and gentlemen, South Bend is world famous for its automobile factory.
I want a piece of that, though. Wait a minute.
So Bob Hope has decided to open up a plant here.
What'd you say before?
I said that you decided to open up a plant here and
what
produce
kind of a plant?
Automobiles.
Oh, automobiles.
So we take it out of the Hope Automobile Factory.
Where is that? Is that in the script? Oh, yeah, here you are. How about that? This is the biggest frame-up I've ever had. Where's the mic? Oh, yes, there you are. Hello. I'm not excited. Don't worry. Look at Cap Staff. Get him. Go on. Hello, Hope's Auto Factory. Get a Hope-mobile. Our cars are guaranteed not for years, not for life, but forever, Amber.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Here's a telegram just arrived for you.
Yeah? Say, it's from Washington, Skin. We can make cars again. Reconversion is staring me in the face. Who was that?
Reconversion.
Well, we got to convert the factory over right away. Where's my foreman, Professor Colonna?
Coming. Coming.
Large lunchbox.
Colonna, I've been looking all over for you. Where have you been?
Well, Hope, I just had a 38-hour conference with John L. Lewis.
But, Colonna, that conference with John L. Lewis was only supposed to last 2 hours. What happened?
Mustache got tangled in his eyebrows.
Colonna, you haven't got the brains you were born with.
Naturally, Father couldn't make the last payment.
Colonna, is this your first time in South Bend?
No, Hope, I was a Notre Dame football hero. I'll never forget the day Notre Dame was behind with a minute to go.
Yeah?
I put on my helmet, kissed my girl goodbye, and sped to the attack.
You did, huh? College girl?
Whack.
Pretty?
Stack.
How did it look for Notre Dame when you went in?
Black.
How'd you come out?
Sack.
Boy, I ought to break your neck. Where are we? Colonna, I just got word that reconversion is setting in.
Well, don't stand there. Deal him in.
By the way, Colonna, what color are you painting the new cars?
Well, Hope, you've heard of canary yellow.
Yes, what are you painting them?
Sinatra green.
Well, whatever happened to your assistant, Schwartz?
Well, you know our slogan, we stand behind every car we sell?
Yes.
Dangerous, isn't it?
Well, Colonna, keep things going. I've got to step into this office and see our sales department.
Yeah, Mr. Hope!
Now, Miss Vera Vang. Well, Miss Vera Vang.
Yes, sir.
Well, our little Notre Dame posy.
Well, Bob Hope, the man with the South Bent nosy.
Say, so you're in our sales department, Miss Vang.
Yes, I am, Mr. Hope. I took a prospect out for a demonstration last night, and I really put the pressure on him.
Really, Miss Vague? What happened?
Well, I don't know. The x-rays haven't come back from the clinic yet. Being a salesman here, Mr. Hope. You know, before I came to South Bend, where all these handsome midshipmen are, I used to go from door to door.
Well, what do you do now?
I go from window to window. Well, I hope I marry a sailor. You know, they're all Casanovas.
Oh, no, not all of them, Miss Begg. My kid brother's a young sailor, and the first time he went out with a girl, he was so bashful he had to get a stranglehold on her and pin her into a corner before he could kiss her.
Oh, well, give him... Just give him time.
They did. Say, you know, you know, we're putting out a new car, Miss Vague.
Yes.
Which do you think we ought to concentrate on, a four-door sedan or a two-door sedan?
A no-door sedan.
A no-door sedan? What good would a sedan be with no doors in it?
He's never been to Meeford Park, has he?
Miss Vague, how did you find out about Leaper Park?
I like this boy. He's silly. He's so silly. But seriously, Miss Elf, I just went to Leaper Park to see the trees and the sap running.
Really? Did you catch him?
Oh, you dear boy. You're so breezy, and I just love to listen to it whistling through those holes in your head.
Pardon me, but I'm interested in buying a car.
Well, shall we talk it over?
Look, Bob, I haven't got much time. I want to buy a car.
Well, Herbert, we've got something here that's unbelievable.
Hello, Mr. Marshall.
I see what you mean, Bob. Yeah, but I came in to buy a car.
Introduce me, Mr. Hope.
Miss Vague, this is Herbert Marshall. Herbert, this is Vera Vague.
The pleasure is all mine.
The pleasure's all yours?
Yes.
Goodness, he's new around here, isn't he?
You know, Miss Vague, Herbert Marshall is the man called X.
The man called X? I wonder if X next.
Wonderful. Really, Bob, I'd like to see one of your new cars.
All right, Bart, I'll call the showroom. Hello, showroom, send a car over to my office right away.
Think I should have knocked?
Thank you very much, folks. I'm sorry we're late. We have to go. Thank you. Goodbye.
Captain Inc. has brought you this program from South Bend, Indiana. This is Wendell Niles reminding you to always use Pepsodent.
How about that blackout? You like that?
The
kind of timing we have now.
Pepsodent, the product that number
see
one was better
see
than
in Indianapolis and Omaha, Topeka. Come in and say a few words, Wendell. Good night, all.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Go, Joe, go!
And that puts the wrappings on this week's edition of Nostalgia Radio Time. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hoping you'll be with me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Until then, so long for now.